Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when you're mid-thought, but your phone buzzes with a notification? Or maybe you're trying to enjoy a delicious meal, but your mind is already racing about tomorrow's meeting. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brains are constantly on high alert, flitting from one thing to the next, never truly settling in the present moment. Today, we're diving into how to embrace the now without letting distractions hijack our attention. Because trust me, learning to focus and be fully present can seriously change your life. Think about it. When you're truly present, savoring a cup of coffee or enjoying a conversation, you experience things more deeply, more richly. You're not just going through the motions, you're actively engaging with the world around you. And that's where the real magic happens, folks. So, how do we actually achieve the state of mindful presence? Well, there are some powerful tools within our grasp, and I'm going to share 5 key takeaways that can help you become a master of your own attention. 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about training your awareness. Start with just a few minutes each day, focusing on your breath, your body sensations, or the sounds around you. Notice your thoughts without judgment, like clouds drifting by. Over time, this practice will strengthen your ability to bring yourself back to the present when distractions arise. Ever felt like your mind was racing 1,000 miles an hour? Meditation can help put those brakes on and create space for calm. 2. Digital detox. Our smartphones are amazing tools, but they are also designed to keep us hooked. Constant notifications, endless scrolling, it's a recipe for distraction overload. Set aside specific times for checking emails and social media, and during the rest of your day, put those devices on silent or airplane mode. You'll be amazed at how much more present you feel when you're not constantly tethered to the digital world. Think about it, what would you do with all that extra time and mental energy? 3. Single tasking. We love to multitask, right? But studies show that our brains actually work better when we focus on one thing at a time. So, instead of juggling multiple tasks, give your full attention to the task at hand. You'll be more efficient, produce higher quality work, and feel a sense of accomplishment when you complete something fully. Remember, quality over quantity. 4. Engage your senses. When you're feeling scattered, ground yourself by engaging your senses. Take a deep breath and notice the scent of the air around you. Feel the texture of your clothing against your skin. Listen to the soundscape, birds chirping, cars passing, laughter in the distance. This simple act can bring you back to the present moment and create a sense of calm. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. 5. Gratitude practice. Appreciating the good things in your life can shift your focus from distractions to what truly matters. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. A warm cup of tea, a supportive friend, a beautiful sunset, these little moments of joy can make a huge difference in how you experience the present. Alright, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're at a restaurant with friends, enjoying a delicious meal and catching up. But your phone keeps buzzing, tempting you to check those notifications. Do you pull out your phone and risk losing the connection with your friends? Or do you resist the urge and fully immerse yourself in the conversation? That's where practicing mindfulness comes in handy. By focusing on the taste of your fruit, the warmth of your company, and the sound of laughter around you, you can savor the experience and create lasting memories. Resisting that temptation to check your phone is a small act with a big payoff. You get to be present and truly enjoy the moment. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you embrace the present moment without distractions. Remember, cultivating mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. You got this. Want to share your thoughts on how you're working on being more present? Head over to our social media pages and let's chat. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, strength, and courage. Until next time, stay focused, stay present, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.